In the caves beneath the forested hill slope, Corvus Scare had begun to realise he was not the tyrant any more. With no Ravenwhite to command, he was facing open mutiny. Several times he had ordered that all his subjects, both birds and reptiles, move to the large sulphured cavern. Not a single creature obeyed. He had hoped that they would, to provide him with a buffer in case Ballas moved out of the tunnel. The carrion birds crowded the rocky walls of the inner sanctum. They ignored him, scrabbling, squawking, and fighting amongst themselves. Crows, chuffs, jackdaws, rooks, and magpies were seized by a feeding frenzy. No reptile was safe from their voracious beaks. They hunted the cave relentlessly. Frogs, toads, lizards, and snakes. The grass snake, slow worm, and smooth snake were being rooted out from their hiding places in rocky niches. Beaks stabbed and talons raked as the dark birds fought amongst themselves. Every time a reptile was caught, they battled savagely for the squirming creatures, often tearing them to pieces. Sicaris cowered beneath the big raven, fearful of the carrion packs who eyed her wickedly. A crow called Fagri, who seemed to have taken over from the slain Viku, called harshly,
"What does the wench tell you now, slime coin? More lies for Skur to hear?"
Without waiting for an answer, the birds flocked away in chase of some reptiles. These had scuttled off, hoping to find better hiding places in the main cavern. The insect-riddled heaps of filth, which mounded against the walls in there, provided odious cover from the rapacious birds. In the relative reduction of noise in the smaller cavern, Corvus Scare bent his head, staring down at the smooth snake.
"Ha! So what does Well say now? Or do you have to think up more lies to placate me?"
Sicaris did not move to the pool's edge.
"Fagri is the one who speaks lies, mighty one. Even if Wells did not talk, I always gave you good advice. You listen to my counsel."
The murderous eyes of the doom-white tyrant bored into Sicaris. The truth was now out.
"I was a fool to believe you ever could speak to the Wells. You were only serving your own interests."
The snake knew she was in a perilous position. However, she had always thought she could outwit Skir. Coiling up onto the raven's head, she took a crowning position, whispering sibilantly,
"You were never a fool, Lord of Doomwhites. I tell you truly, I can speak to Wells. I have spoken to him many times. Believe me."
Corvus Skir moved to the edge of the cold, bottomless lake. He inclined his head slightly. Down below in the icy depths, the monster fish could be seen, making its way slowly upward.
"Ha-ha! I believe you, my faithful Sicaris. Will you speak to the Wells for me now?"
The smooth snake swayed gently, satisfied to be back in favour.
"Command your servant, Lord. What would you have me say?"
Corvus inclined his head closer to the water.
"Ha! You said to me that I was no fool. Now, tell it to the Wells."
Without giving time for Sicaris to coil around his neck for balance, the raven gave his head a powerful flick, sending her into the pool. The gargantuan fish broke the surface in a shower of spray, catching the snake in its gaping mouth, then vanishing back into the fathomless waters. Ballas had wakened in the passage to the main cavern, driven insane by agonizing pain. One thing became uppermost in the giant snake's mind: to seek cool water, the only thing that could relieve the persistent torture. Driven by the desire to immerse his head in cooling water, Ballas slid gradually into the fetid air of the big cave.
This ends Disc 9.